Elon Musk, along with seven members of his Department of Government Efficiency, appeared on Fox News on Thursday evening to defend the ongoing overhaul of government agencies, including efforts to cut federal workforce numbers. During the hour-long interview with host Brett Byer, Musk downplayed concerns over the impact of cuts, claiming that almost no one has gotten fired despite plans to reduce the government workforce by 100,000 employees. He added that many employees had voluntarily left, though numerous reinstatements have been ordered by courts after wrongful firings. Musk's initiative, led by his team at DOGE, has gained control over key government agencies, including the dismantling of USAID and layoffs at several others. The team faced criticism for gaining access to sensitive government data and for placing its members in pivotal roles. DOGE staff members, who largely lack government experience, argued that their efforts were essential for reforming the system to better serve the American public. Musk specifically addressed concerns over cuts to the Social Security Administration, which allegedly caused system failures. He assured that legitimate recipients would receive more money and emphasized that the website would remain online. DOGE staff members, including former tech executives, claimed that their experience from Silicon Valley would bring innovative solutions to government operations. However, their youth and inexperience have attracted criticism, with some DOGE staffers previously linked to scandals involving sensitive government systems. While public opinion on Musk's initiative is divided, polling shows a majority of American voters disapprove of DOGE's cuts, with many attributing them to partisan divides. Despite this, Musk has continued to tout DOGE's cost-cutting measures and future plans to expand the team. In the interview, Musk also commented on his personal challenges managing multiple companies, including Tesla and SpaceX, in addition to his work with the Trump administration. He expressed frustration over the financial losses Tesla has faced this year, estimating a $100 billion drop in his personal fortune.